Total Quality Management. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines total quality management, TQM, as follows. A term coined to describe Japanese-style management approaches to quality improvement. Since then, TQM has taken on many meanings. Simply put, TQM is a management approach to long-term success through customer satisfaction. TQM is based on the participation of all members of an organization in improving processes, goods, services, and the culture in which they work. The methods for implementing this approach are found in teachings of such quality leaders as Philip B. Crosby, W. Edwards Deming, Armin V. Feigenbaum, Kaoru Ishikawa, G.M. Juran, and Genichi Tabuchai. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines quality as follows: conformance to requirements or fitness for use. Quality can be defined through five principal approaches. 1. Transcendent quality is an ideal and a condition of excellence. 2. Product-based quality is based on a product attribute. 3. User-based quality is fitness for use. 4. Manufacturing-based quality is conformance to requirements. 5. Value-based quality is the degree of excellence at an acceptable price. Also, quality has two major components. 1. Quality of conformance, which is quality defined by the absence of defects, and 2. Quality of design, which is quality measured by the degree of customer satisfaction with a product's characteristics and features. First and foremost, quality is defined by customer requirements and perceptions. Customer requirements are shaped primarily by quality of design, and this captures fitness for use, meaning that the product needs to solve a customer's actual needs. Conformance to requirements is the responsibility of manufacturing organizations, and it is within their sphere of control. Marketing usually determines requirements, and operations implements them. Customer perceptions are not entirely controllable by manufacturing, since they are based on relative assessments of what can be obtained from competitors at a similar price. Perceptions are also based on quality of conformance, however, such as any past service failures customers have experienced, like receiving defective units, and manufacturing can control this. Operations, distribution, and customer service each play a role. Let's briefly review the principal approaches to quality from the definition. Transcendent quality. This is what most people think of when asked to define quality, but it is actually very difficult to define precisely and involves opinions. Product-based quality. This relates to the grade of the product, for example, a low-cost item or a luxury version with many features. The design should fit the targeted customer segment and organizational strategy for sales volumes. Even low-grade items can be high quality by the other definitions. User-based quality. This is the user's expectations of how a product should perform, its features, its aesthetics, its conformance to specifications, and its services, for example, speed, consistency, availability, and competence of services. It will also be based on other elements, such as warranty, price, and perceived quality. From a performance perspective, this includes the following subsets. Reliability. This is performance consistency and how long the unit lasts. Durability. This is resistance to wear and tear. Maintainability. This is the ability to repair the unit if it fails. Manufacturing-based quality. This is conformance to requirements and quality of conformance and is a manufacturing responsibility. Value-based quality. This is value for the money and is relative to the competition and perceptions. Perceptions can be influenced by marketing and branding. Exhibit 8-1 shows the product development cycle, which is a cyclical process used to capture customer requirements and ensure that they are incorporated into new products and product improvements. The exhibit shows how quality needs to be added between each phase of the cycle so it can continue to reflect customers' evolving requirements and perceptions. Exhibit 8-1, product development cycle with quality at each step. Next, we address key objectives and core concepts of TQM. Objectives of TQM. The primary objective of total quality management is to ensure the organization's long-term success through customer satisfaction. As it applies to the products and services provided to the customer, this objective can be translated as meeting all required product and service specifications. A product that is made to specifications indicates only that the specification is within the upper and lower limits of what the organization has determined to be acceptable. Some specifications may be quite near these outside limits. When it comes to products being sent to industrial customers that need to integrate with other components, several components that are all within specifications but off in different directions could cause problems with final assembly. Therefore, another objective of TQM is to ensure that variation is minimized to the degree possible. Tall and narrow bell curves. Given the nature of the process, the costs involved in increasing precision, and the needs of the customer for precision. Core concepts of TQM. TQM relies on certain core concepts, many of which will be familiar. This includes management commitment, making quality part of the organizational culture, ensuring that all employees are involved and are empowered to implement quality initiatives and continuous improvement, and partnering with suppliers to provide quality at the source. The role of management as champions, TQM's reliance on performance measurement, employee involvement and empowerment, and focus on the customer are discussed more next. Management champions. Management needs to make an absolute commitment to TQM if it is to have a chance to succeed. Management must champion the effort and develop organizational strategy, mission statements, and vision statements in ways that inspire a sustained effort toward desired levels of quality. TQM needs to become part of the organizational culture. Cultures are very difficult to change and will revert to old ways if change management is not carefully planned and sustained. Management also needs to fund investments in prevention. Since these initiatives often do not show results in terms of reduced costs or increased market share for long periods of time, owners or investors could question the expense. Management must also ensure that quality becomes part of people's daily routines, for example, by checking in on quality initiatives during a regular meeting. Performance measurement. Since TQM is an evidence-based system, it relies heavily on performance measurement. Quality function deployment and the many quality tools discussed elsewhere can be used to measure performance. Note, however, that some of the most important costs of poor quality are difficult to measure, most notably the cost of lost customers. Customer levels and market share increase and decrease for many reasons. Estimates need to be made of how much of the change in customer loyalty and customer satisfaction can be attributed to quality versus investments in marketing, changing tastes, environmental factors, and so on. Involvement and empowerment. TQM is everyone's responsibility, and this means that everyone needs to commit not only to doing their jobs well, but also to improving their jobs. This might include cross-training employees to perform other jobs, training on quality tools, or teaching general problem-solving and root cause analysis skills. It may involve developing quality teams or cells that can directly work with suppliers or internal or external customers to learn about their requirements and perceptions. It also requires giving employees a sense of ownership over the quality of processes under their control. Focus on the customer. Successful implementation of quality standards requires the involvement of all levels of employees within an organization, from senior management to line and support staff. Quality initiatives are executed by individuals who are self-motivated to improve the processes and products for their customers, and by key cross-functional employee teams devoted to quality improvement. A key way to promote a quality mindset is to think of internal customers as valued customers themselves. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an internal customer as the recipient, person or department, of another person's or department's output, good, service, or information within an organization. In this way, the chain of value is extended to all activities within an organization. A customer, by this definition, is simply someone who uses your outputs as inputs to their own processes. Thus, internal customers might include the next work center or other functional area, such as finance or shipping and receiving. External customers include not only the ultimate customer, but also intermediate customers, such as distribution centers. Getting to know these customers helps employees learn about and identify with their needs. Customer needs include the following: quality, flexibility, agility, meaning the ability to be flexible in quantity, delivery, capacity, or specifications, as well as adaptable to changing requirements and environments. Dependability, resilience, service. Speed, lead time. Stability, meaning low variability in specifications or performance measures. Cost. Obviously, customers desire high quality, flexibility, dependability, service, speed, and stability with short lead times and low cost. But the combination that the customer finds acceptable depends on perceptions of value, excellence for the cost relative to what the competition is offering. Over time, customers tend to expect improvements in each of these areas. Only following a rigorous quality methodology or other continuous improvement philosophy can simultaneously improve most or all of these things, for example, minimize trade-offs, making quality a source of competitive advantage. High levels of quality are essential to achieve an organization's business objectives. Quality can be a source of competitive advantage. It is not an added value, it is an essential requirement. Quality not only relates to the end products and services an organization provides, but also to the way the organization's workers do their jobs and the processes they use. Customer-facing job positions in particular need to be performed with high quality. Employees constitute the most important resource for improving quality. Work processes should be as efficient as possible while conforming to quality requirements and steps. Quality is so foundational that in the sand cone theory, proposed by Meyer and Ferdows, and referenced in operation strategy, quality forms the foundation upon which all other operational priorities are built, then adding dependability, speed, flexibility, and finally cost. Imagine making a stable pile of sand in the shape of a cone, with each new layer expanding the base, as shown in Exhibit 8-2. Each layer represents resources invested and management effort as a cumulative rather than sequential process. To achieve sustainable cost reduction, the prior layers all need to be built up and leveraged. Exhibit 8-2, Sand Cone Theory.